Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 462.5, up 1.5 on the open. September, 474.5, up 4.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 360.5, up 2 on the open. September, 379, up 2.75. December, 396.5, up 1.25. March, 413, up 2.5 on the open. July corn opened at 229, down 3/4 on the open. September, 240.5, down 0.5. December, 255.5, down 0.25. March, 265.75, down 1. May, 272.5, down 1.5. July, 280.5, down 1 on the open. July oats open at 197.5, up 1.75 on the open. September, 194, up 0.5. July soybeans opened at 584.5, unchanged on the up in August, 591 down 1. September, 596.5, down 1.75. November, 610 down 1. January, 618 down 2.75. March, 625.5 down 4. May, 629 down 4 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 177.90, unchanged on the up in August, 178.70 down 20. July soybean oil opened at 24.08, down 12 on the open, and the August contract 24.20, down 19. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 112.85, down 35 on the open. September, 112.60, down 40. October, 111.05, down 22.5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 82.05, down 47.5 on the open. August, 83.70, down 20. July lean hogs opened at 76.80, down 12.5 on the open. August, 73.20, down 22.5. October, 63.40, down 2.5. December, 59.50, up 27.5 on the open. And July bellies open at 99.30, up 65 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, on the opening bell, we pushed to the downside on the corn and soybean contracts. But since we've turned to the firm, what's going on?
Oh, I think here this morning we had a little bit of activity just figuring that we were oversold from yesterday's conditions, number one, Dave. Number two, we saw some rain coming across Iowa. Depending on which weather forecast you look at, some saying that it lightened up in the areas where it's been very dry because there wasn't as much moisture in the air, and others looking at the map and seeing some decent rain falling there. Our weather forecast is somewhat non-threatening through the end of the month, and looks like more rain can pull across different places that way, and with our crop ratings yesterday, holding a little better than beans than expected and not dropping any more than expected in the corn. All but the wheat, which, of course, did have some positive news. We're sort of seeing exactly what we expected and maybe not as much of the bounce as we somewhat had hoped for because of Tuesday.
Short-term trend in the December corn contract has been down since 18 May when we hit our contract high at 287.25. There's been some good support, though, around that 252 level and then the March low 249.25. Are you looking for those kind of levels to hold, at least going into the report next Friday?
Of course, 55 seems to be a big number right now in the D's corn, Dave, on a closing basis. And a lot of the chartists are projecting a 10-cent move down if we close below 255, taking us down in the mid-240s. So, like I say, it looks right now that we will probably hold that 250 mark on this move until the report comes out.
Soybeans has been very much a sideways market, trading anywhere from, a high of around 620 in May, mid-May, and on the downside around 581, I guess. 580, you can debate where exactly the downside range is. Are we going to remain range-bound in here at least through the end of the month?
Here again, it's just like if we can hold range bound, it looks like we're going to do pretty good. There's some awful feeling that if we would get down close to the $6, under the 602 mark, that we'd see some stops being run and some things happening again. But we seem to be in a sideways to down mode in both the corn and the beans right at this point in time. Oversold definitely in the corn at this point in time.
A couple different stories though when you look at the funds in corn and beans. I guess, given the action that we saw yesterday, the beans went from net long to net short. They had built just a small short long position, probably off of Friday, but now they look to be slightly short. But then in the corn, they are still significantly long, and depending on who you talk to, somewhere between 170,000 and 180,000 contracts. What's up with the funds in your estimation?
Well, we've seen some fund liquidation in the corn, Dave. As big a numbers as you said they are there, they were a lot bigger. And we've seen funds just going to the door in both the corn and the beans. That's what's held the beans together. And getting out of short positions, they were buyers. And getting out of long positions of corn, they were the big sellers. And in a quiet market, when you have large volume like that, it tends to inch higher and lower, depending on whether the funds are buying or selling. And, of course, they were the sellers in the corn. And that's why we're down here looking at this 255 level.
That 255 level seems to me a little shaky if the funds really want to push it with as long as they are.
If the funds want to push anything is shaky now, Dave, especially if they're exiting in a big way.
Over in the wheat, we're looking to see where the bottom of this market is. We're getting closer to midway point on the harvest, certainly, and we're also hitting some technical levels. Are we getting close to finding our harvest low?
Well, I think, it's been said and repeated many, many times that once we get past halfway done, we're probably going to be finding a bottom in this wheat market. And I think that's probably very true for a couple reasons. Number one, it seems to find out the second half of the harvest seems to find a home and gets tucked away. The basis levels have been extremely wide, and with people's bullishness, we're going to have a bigger tendency to store this than we have in years past. So, I think we are getting close to the bottom in the wheat here. We definitely, when we looked at the crop ratings or anything on the spring wheat and that yesterday, seeing that we're not going to be adding back some of the bushels we thought we were going to replace some of the lost hard red bushels.
In your estimation, what is the hard red winter wheat on the seasonal upturn worth?
Oh, that's a rough one. It depends on how for balancing off with the Corn Act, depending on what sort of weather we see coming along here. But it could be worth 25 cents very easily.
What are you seeing over at the Merck? Certainly, we got to applaud what's been going on in that hog pit. It just has shot straight up on evidently short cash over the last week or so.
We've seen a tremendous boost in the hog market. The cash market's called 50 cents to a dollar higher today, and trading that way, we are seeing some profit taking over there today. But we have really seen a recovery over there, and the pork cutout's doing tremendously well. Looks like non-event basically in the cash cattle today. I think they're asking 83, 84, and look for some trade to start developing tomorrow or Thursday.
So what strategies are you telling your producers for the next few days heading into the report?
Well, I think that we've got to be somewhat careful here. If you haven't, we've got a lot of weather yet to come the month of July and look at things. Most everybody's hedged what they're comfortable with right now. So we're sort of sitting back and watching, Dave. We don't want to be really just selling in the hole right here compared to what we've got the rest of our crop price.
Got a level targeted for where you would like to see the next set of hedges go?
Not yet. We're not really sure whether we're going to have to pull the trigger at a lower level or at a higher level here. And, you know, the weather over the next 2 weeks, or the forecast of the weather over the next 2 weeks is going to give us a lot of indication.
Going to know by the July 4th holiday, I suppose.
We're going to have a good indication of what we're going to have some new goals set by then for sure.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Taking a look at the current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, 467.5, up 6.5 at the Board of Trade. July wheat, 363.5, up 5. September, 382, up 5.75. July corn, 229, down 3/4. September, 240.25, down 3/4. December, 254.75, down 1. March, 267, up 1/4. July beans, 583.5, down 1. August, 590.25, down 1.75. September, 597.5, down 3/4. November, 610, down 1. July soybean meal, 177.40, down 50. July soybean oil, 24.16, down 4. At the Merck, August feeders, 112.82.5, down 37.5. July lean hog, 76.15, down 77.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.